Chof Aleph Adar Harav Avsoshim Pehei Harav Eliezer Halpin Shlita.
In this week's Sadra, I have the Torah, the Eden built the Mishkan. A very, very simple question to ask. Where did they learn all the skills necessary for building the Mishkan? Valid question? Yeah. Which skills were needed for building the Mishkan? I'll give a partial list. Spinning, weaving, embroidery, tapestry, carpentry, metalwork, sculpture. The list goes on. A long, long list of very, very skilled work was required. Question. So the Ramban touched on this point, yeah? They built a Mishkan. Where did they go to some sort of a... They have a diploma from a training school, from a polytechnic, from the guild of weavers. Where did they get the skills from? Oh, so Ramban says on the words, Ashen Soi Liboy. Says Ramban, it's not the same as Nod Varuchai. Nod Varuchai means generosity to give the matana. Nesoy liba means oisim amalocha. Kilometzinu alamisnadvin the seers. The word nosa liboy is not used for people who give donations. For donations, for generosity, use the word nedivu slave, generosity. The seer slave means to decide, to lift up, to do what you need to do. Ki lakava malocha, why? Ki here it says, ki lahoya behem shelomad. Nobody taught them. Might call it a ness. The man of the Achatava. Nobody taught them man should do it. No training. No training whatsoever to build a Mishkan. The man of the Achatava. You're amazed. Yes, you ought to be amazed. Lift, you feel up, you just feel uplift, you feel like you're going to uplift, you feel I'm going to, you boost your self-esteem, you sort of, you build up your ego, I'm able to do it. As they say, Ramban, Avon Motza Betivoy, he says here, Sheyod Alaskan, he said, by nature, Ki Ligwili Bedak Hashem, Bedak Hashem, you have to be Ligwili, Love Lifne Moish, I'll do it. Well, so Matsoy Solomon, Zuchon Levroch, he made a deal, he says this boss again by Tavos Ezim, by Emaduyuk. Nosa libon, he said again by Tovus Izim, which Rashi says, spinning the wool on the goats. Oh, why they did that. So maybe do it. Umisi say, again, Nosa libon. As our Umisi say, whenever it involves, so Nosa libon, Bechlolis means not Nosa libon, they felt generous. Generosity is called Nadiva slave. Nasir slave means lifting up your self-esteem and undertaking a task which appears to be beyond your ability. And that's what Eden did in the Midbar. They built the Mishkan without any formal training, and Bederech HaTev would not have been possible. All the work involved. Oh. So that's Tov, and it comes to this, and the Nochemol Tov, Nosa Libon, to spin the wool on the goats. Nosa Libon. So Ramban says here, Kvachosav Tizeh B'Seid Acheya. In fact, he says again, Kisisa, again, the same thing again. To be able to do this is a dover pele ma'oid, the Eden could build the Mishkan. So in Kisisa says it again, earlier. And he says in Kisisa on the Pasuk, Re'u kar Hashem b'tal ben Uri. That's, I'm saying as well. Any individual Yid who did anything for the Mishkan, sowing the Arius, making the Adonim, making the Orim, is a pele de kazach, how he knew, no formal training. A b'talel, is Goa Groisa Pella. He knew how to do everything. So Ramban Taka says on Batsalo, Ramban Agam Sarichas, I spy on Batsalo. About Ukar Hashem Bashem, there's such a person. Omar Moj Krasi Bashem, so the door. Correct, Hatam, keep up. So now he's adding some things here. Yisroel b'mitzrayim, peruchim b'vodis choyma leveinim. Did they have any training? No. What was their training? Bricklayers. Says it. Lelomdu again. Meleches kesev v'zav v'charos avonim toivos. Lerosem klal. Now he says it. Hinehu pella. Ramban, it's a pella. She imtza bem adam chacham gadol ba kesef v'zav v'zav v'choshe rogemoy. Weaving. Now ki af beloim dim fnecha chamim la imtza baki b'chal ha'omnius kulam. Even one ye says I can make the ureas, I can help to make the orim with a paladin. Where's he training? What are your qualifications for the job? Absolutely none. The qualifications was nosei libay. He felt uplifted and he had a lasiat shmaya and he undertook it. Says Ramban, but Talo is goa grisa pella because he knew all the job. He could everything. Orim is good. Now you're looking at v'hayoyedim v'reginim behem v'vayidehem. But he says, "Before you day him, tick the refesh, they can't do it anymore." Lo yuchra d'umizdaka v'yofa. To the Ramban, even if somebody is rogil to do this very, very delicate work, he can do tapestry weaving. In working with tick the refesh, you lose your skills. The aggressive pella. The yidin of Mitzrayim working with bricks, groba abad. So how can they make the mishkan? So it's a double pella. Ramban says, it just dating by Kesis, I'm a Batal. Batal knew everything. About any of the lochas, Charoshes Evan, any malocha for the Mishkan involves great skills, and the Eden had no previous training whatsoever. So, my Sapella, the Territ says, I'm not silly, but the felt of Bazaar, the sea is slave, and able to do it. Double Pelamoid. They took on as a lach, now to do it. So, as a Groshi Yasad, if they would say, am I fit under it? If each person think, I've been this way, they wouldn't have done it. It was a matter. It does a grace, is in your name, for an avoidance of Hashem, you have to nemzuchun grace zachen. More than you think you can do. Yeah? So that's a grace of your sword. So what they say, the Baruch Shem Yisrael Avraham Avinu, count the stars. Can you count the stars? Koy Yizarecha. It's pushing them and pshat Koy Yizarecha. You're chewing about the stars. It's not a pshat. You count the stars. You can't. What are you doing it for? I'll start doing a job which I can't do. Koy Yizarecha. Zoy Vezan Zarecha. Yidin. Avraham Avinu's kind of got a teva. Menem Tzuchun Groses. You get Shabbat Shmaya. If you in a yonim from Avodas Hashem, you take on a zach what you think is above your ability, and you get Satish Maya. And the rise from the Mishkan. So they had no training, yeah? So they were pella. But here Ramban says, Elohim Melamed, and it's not a pella. So in Allah. This is Mishkan. Okay, and Allah Doiras always been people who took on things to do things, and they were matzliach. Yeah, they were the Mishkan. Every basic nesus, every basic medrash, like a mikdash mat. So I was thinking maybe this is the Makoya. All the Doiras people have built bottom midrashim with moistus atayra the man de chateva. Yeah, how they manage it? So it's a koich. For nyonim for avodas Hashem, you get koiches. They say the Ponovich Arov made Ponovich Yeshiva. So he stood there, he's built on a hill. So he saw this hill. Of Dame Bag was down a Yeshiva. Yeah, that's our vision. So what we say to him? Meh. This is Chalomus. That's what he say. This is Chalomus of Bechsufnisht. Man, this is, yeah, we can do it. You get Sefer Shemaya, man, with Dechateva, yeah? A bit closer to home now. Just down the road, there's a bit of medrash. When they opened, when they looked at the someone said to me, "Avraham Zilberger, Zechariah Rocha." When he went round to Chmavazik and going around for money, someone said to me, "The man needs talking to." And this person, this man does. Get boy, I answer. Was he going to make him toilet? Maybe says nefesh. People said. It's a person in Inyonim for Avodas Hashem, you can achieve in Inyonim b'negeya to Avodas Hashem, Habot Satoira, a person can achieve above what he thinks his abilities are. And the Raya in the Mishkan is the precedent for this. If you start measuring your ability, you might not do very much at all. But the whole of our Kabbalah Satoira is based on this. The ganze Kabbalah Torah of Klal Yisrael is based on this yisod of having a certain very high self-esteem, give it a boost to your ego, and don't think so little of yourself, and do not fall into the trap of measuring your ability according to what you think you can do. The right is, why did the Goyim refuse to have the Torah? We're not in that, it's not for us. We are Bateva, we are Chreis, we're Rotzchim, we're Ganovim. The Goyim's mistake was, they thought, when they asked the Torah, we'll decide based on what we're able to do. Lefid the Teva, we're not, it's not for us. The Ishmaelim, where is that? We are a nation of Ganovim. We're a nation of Rotzchim. So if that's our nature, the Torah's not for us. But Klal Yisrael knew the Sod. Don't judge what you are now. If you accept the Torah, you'll be given the koichas to do it. Nasim and Nishma. Yeah. They could also say, Klal Yisrael also said, don't talk Lashon Hara, it's too hard. Had Klal Yisrael at the Goyim were told, Lo Yisitzach, Lo Yisignoi, they'd also been told a mitzvah, which is very difficult. But they didn't ask, because they had a munna, that the Boshim asked you to do something, you'd be able to do it. It's a grace you start. Whatever, yeah, we learned to be Lashon Hara, it's too hard. Nothing's too hard, nothing's above your koichim. I think it is, but it's not. And then the Klal Yisrael knew this Yisod, as when if you're asked to do it, you're able to do it. And if you think you haven't got the koichas, by accepting upon yourself to do what Hashem wants you to do, you will be given koichas more than you've got already. How do you say? With your present koichas, you can't do it. If you're makabel to do what the Boshim wants you to do, you will be given the ability to do it, even more than your present ability. And this is Ganz Kabbalah Torah is based on that. I had a story that Dan Abramsky used to give a shiur to. He's giving a shiur to more chreis from the wider community, chreis students, people more nishmamish from the Bnei Torah. And he came to Pashas Kiseitse, the Pash of Yifas Toya. And he's like, what's going on? What can I tell these people? Yifas Toya can marry a goyish woman. So he's telling one of the family, I'm very concerned, how am I going to explain this to these chreis students? How am I going to explain Yifas Toya? And after he said he found an answer, what the answer was, he said to them, stated in Rashi, if the Torah would not be matir Yifas Toya, you would marry her be'issa. That's where the Torah's matter. Zepna goes to Yisad. Whatever you can't manage, the Torah will make it mutter. Is a raya, all the other isurim of the Torah are within your capability. And that was his voice. That's what he said. He said, with his word, hammering. That's what he said for Pashki Seitzi. Looking for, how can I give her this message? It's a path difficult. That's what he said. This Yisad. Whatever is difficult, you'll give the koichas. Yeah. Another example of this, I find it very interesting, is actually another example where you see that what they were told is beyond your koichus. It says in the Sefer Chinuch, there's an issa of sikkim, don't take revenge, don't bear a grudge. Stating Chinuch, there's another in your Merchazal, if somebody receives insults and doesn't insult back, nelovim ve'enam ovim, it's a big madrega. Stating in the Chinuch, Sefer the Be'emes, this is a madrega. Why? It's midas kedoshes. He says that it's chesed b'feirish. I've got lashon. He says b'feirish as b'derech klal. It's a person can't be. He says they're ke'evan doimim, like no reaction. He says lemacharfav kamoi lemavarchav. The same way if someone gives you bizyonos or gives you a comment, you can't react the same way. A person feels insulted. That's why you're an ikadin. If someone insults you, you're allowed to insult. It's not called the sikkim. You're allowed to insult him back. B'shas masa. Why? Because it's beyond your koichus. That's not how more a mensch. This is a magavaldig about madrega. It's the same yisod. It can't. It's not a chiyah because it's beyond. People can do it, but it's a very high madrega. So he says, "My faith." I always had shver. Same with this kashlochel. Why did you say if the Torah told you get the koichus? Ichzul the chetzay yisod. Whatever the Torah tells you to do, you'll be given the koichus to do it. So the Torah could have said, "Never." It's an issa gomer mederaisa to answer back when someone insults you. And then if you're not allowed to, and if you say I'll do it, you'll get koichas. Because that's beyond, right? That's beyond your koichas. That means even the sikkim, it's a bit difficult, even the sikkim is very hard. If someone gives you bizyonos, someone subjects you to verbal abuse, me'ikadin, you're allowed to give him back. It's a very good thing not to, but you're allowed to. Why? It's such a mean his gabrus on your midas, it's beyond most people's koichas. But my kash is, the sikkim is also beyond your koiches, yeah? Mr. Sham says, even the sikkim and the sitter is only, he says, only easy for malachim. Someone refuses to lend you money. Someone refuses to lend you, and no reason, yeah? He refuses, in the moshav, someone, he asks his neighbor, as a moshav, I didn't get so much gear. Someone asks his neighbour, can I borrow your I need to move some stuff down the road. Can I borrow your van? Just take some stuff down the road. Can I borrow your wheelbarrow? Take some stuff down the road. No, not like you. No reason, never. Lacking in not a good neighbour. So this person schleps all his stuff, and the person who asked is sitting there relaxing in his garden, he's not using his wheelbarrow then, and Yana Mitzitzuch. And he really, really has to struggle. It's a hard work. All because Yana didn't lend him. Yeah? And then, next day, Yana asks him, can I lend your thing? He obviously feels very hard not to say, I'm not like you. You feel very bad. Got to work on your middos. So that's like sick. And that is like isn't Islam. That is an Islam. You have to work on your middos. But it's that, even though it's very hard, the third command, you have to... But this basically what the chilik, why sometimes the third is beyond your koichas. I'll call upon him. That's also very difficult, but there you're able to. Why? Because of the Tzivri HaTorah. Because the Torah commands you, those Sikkoim, you will have the ability to do it. But Shenken, the other Inyam is only as a Madregazach, maybe you have to, not everyone can do such a thing. But the Yisad is, well, the Torah tells you can do. This is a limit from the Mishkan.
There is a difference. I mean, someone insults you, someone backbows.
Yeah, now that's one you saw. So you see the cheshivas of Kabbal. Now then, you've also got a positive this week's Sedra, and Malachos die on Behoisa. So the brought enough stuff was left over. Sounds like a steal. Was it enough? Was it left over? I says, they brought enough and there was stuff left over. Oh. I should see if I said, V'hoiseya. It was left over. Yeah?
Can't be both.
Oh. The Pusha says, it was taken left over. Don't hoise. I'm going to chime a kodesh. But the stira. Im daim ain't a hoise. He said, daim. Yeah. So he says, that is, you want to say, sorry. Chibas play so ben amokim. Kine tzachi viu yoisa. Chosh Hashem. Lechvoid kol ish. Shatal choy. People brought, if it's left over, you'll feel, nah, my donation wasn't used. For nichas beis ha-mechsa mishka, Yashiach, ha-melocha shatim alas mishka, mispiki likonis, ha-gam sha-hoysa. Ha-gam sha-hoysa, hispit mekabal aidei nes. Be'emus, the raw materials they brought for the mishka was more than necessary. If it's more than necessary, some people's donations are going to be left out. Of whoever that person is, he'll feel very upset. My donation wasn't used. So Bershon made a nest. Everybody's donation was used, Merdik. Everybody, all fitted in, but they're a nest.
Pardon?
Yeah, like, even though, once they... even though Hoysa wants to bring out the nest, if it says Dayan, you'll think it was taken punkt enough. Hamaloch Hoysa Dayan, even though, Bam, the Torah wants, even though Bedech HaTav, it was Hoysa, they brought more... The raw materials they brought for the Mishkan was more than necessary. So the despite notwithstanding that Malayim all fitted him. This is a different limud. The chashivas of avodas Hashem. Everybody's avodas Hashem is chashiv. Yeah. So here fitted in, no one should feel left out. Yeah. The first limud was even if it's above your ability. You should, a person can take on responsibility for inyanim for ruchnis to get sefer d'shmaya. And the second, whatever you do, it's very, don't think you're surplus, yeah? I was thinking, is the moshel nowadays for being extra also being used? Most times, there's no extra nowadays. Mashkim? The Mishkan was extra. Make a campaign for the stock, no extra.
I'll come off the
docker. Well, we reached the target. There's always more. Mainly, it's not so shkir. There's a halach, the mission in Shkai. What do you do with a moisa? It's very rare to have a moisa, yeah? You're collecting for a yidah ban chasna. You always do with more. Mainly, in Shkai. But Lord Zetman, even if there'd be more, But there's a line, under Matzavim, there is a mission in Shkai. What do you do with a moisa? Moisa, ani, nani, moisa. But there's a... It goes to the same core. Nobody should say the my donation not being used. The Mishkan was an unusual example. It was a case of specific donation for a specific cause, and the action's got no purpose. It wasn't doing anything yet. Kept money for a moisted house. There's no limit how much in it, yeah? Collect a Yidav back and Chasim from Geld. Sorry, and we're over there. It's the camera, no gavul. Though you've got a marshal collecting from the Mishkan, and once the Mishkan's been made, it's surplus to requirements. Genuinely surplus. What's the problem with them now? Give it back to the person? So, though, Magdav on my nest, the Moshe made the nest all fitted in. But I'm a Tovim, Nishdor, very rarely. But Tamaya, if you think you're the extra, if anyone gives towards a good cause, and he thinks, well, there's so much been given, mine is only surplus, he can take a chizit from the Mishkan. Mizet from the Mishkan, every yiz nadov is choshev, and by the Mishkan there was a nes, it won't be a nes, it's vissen, so there choshev by the bonishim, and everything you give. There's one moshel, a real life in halacha, where it's extra, and it's taka surplus. Normally, in Yonfin stock, I couldn't think of a moshel, where you give money. Man, my donation was over, wasn't needed anymore. Most in there, they collecting for something. Oh, good luck, Sefer Torah, good luck, Sefer Torah, specific madden, yeah? Specific, Sefer Torah, yeah? That's a good moshel, yeah? Someone said, moshel wants it, more than they're collecting money to buy the teacher present. And all everybody's given, now there's money left over. Now we get stuff. Yeah, in the hand, came to have a specific cause when then, you have to give it back after. There's our traitor moshel, where you see that this is like a bit of the attack, it's like you'll see a proper a surplus. Let's speak about partial porous. Okay. A choyna needs a peri, and you ain't done malach on Shabbos to cut it off the tree. And 10 people went and cut off the tree. Kulam paturim, schatoy. A fili hivli borishoyna. A choylish yeshba sakona, he needs to have a peri. It's pikuach nefesh. So 10 people go running to find the nearest tree. And 9 of them come back. He's had it. He's better. He doesn't need them. They get a schar toy because they went to Shem Shemayim. Now it's like a surplus.
It's a different sort of surplus, that.
Pardon?
That's a different type.
Yeah, it's a different type.
The mice.
The chashiva. Yeah, you're right. It's
different.
Just want to connect this with this with Pasha's Pora. So we said a big yisod that the inyan of a person should always never underestimate his abilities. Remember, you have this in Pasha's Pora, in the Pora Duma, they threw in, actually it's a chayk, but they threw into the thing, Eitz Erev, Eitz Shilash. Erez, Ezov, Shisalas. So actually says, a Balgaiva should lower himself. Erez represents Gai, big tall tree. If you're a Balgaiva, you should, well, same thing by Mitzoy, the same thing, yeah? Gaiva is the cause of Averas. So you have to throw in the and the eagle. Every Averas can come again, make yourself small, humble yourself. But the eight Erez, the sim of Gaiva, yeah? One can say Pshat, I saw later Chaim Kaufman brings this Pshat. Not Erez, a Gaiva. This represents the Gaiva you're supposed to have. It's Erez and Ezov, low, very low things, is the Inya of the Anivus, yeah? Eitz Erez is a very low grass, and the Shnislash is going very far. And the Eitz Erez is the guy you're supposed to have, to Halzach and Groysen, to Vayig B'Rach Hashem, yeah? So Chaim Kaufman brings there in the Tash the Pesukim, L'tamei Tehoirim, L'tah Temeim, but remember the passage from the Pia, Parashas Parah, L'tamei Tehoirim, L'tah Temeim, but I'm a Kodesh. So he says, these two middles, both ways round, L'tah Temeim, Anova can matai. Someone's about Gaiva. The mid of Anova can matai. He heals himself from Gaiva. He's mechzer. But Oluch matamu to hoirim. Sometimes, Anova can be misplaced. When is it misplaced? When you think ich can go on this, I'm not able to do anything. Yemela, it's not besaid. Yeah, not shchavas avovus. When you've been gone, that's not Anova. Anova means you've got to recognize your abilities. And you're supposed to, maybe I've got more abilities than I can think of. Maybe it's the tamme toim, matai tamme. This midah of anivus, what's the name mean? Well, humility, nish halten sich in groisen. It's a very good midah. And it can be used in a gewaltiger way not to be about gaiva, to have good middahs, and to machabad everybody, and not to look for covered. Nish kizana onov, nish kizana about gaiva. But it can be misplaced anivus When you belittle yourself, Chofetz Chaim also brings this point. I am not capable, it's not for me, this is above my koichas. So it's the mid of our nova can be matayah to me. Can matayah someone. Nivus kevaldi, bal midas, onav, and as vichas can cover, and he's mechabed everyone. So it's anivus. So it's matayah. It's also can be chas hashon fakir. Same thing with gaiva. Gaiva can be matama. I mentioned about gaiva gefelach, about gaiva is a mavaza people, house and groisen. He thinks koichi voitzim yod, he thinks everything he's kept him covered. He attributes all his success to himself. Gefelach hazach, gaiva. Bal gaiva, house and groisen. Arrogant, conceited, gefelach amidah, matamatoim. A more can zan matar to me, can matar zan mensch. A gaiva, if you hold of your abilities and you build up your self-esteem, And you, a more davis chaltabis than grace, and you hold you, then you'll be zoicha to do grace as achim. And in certain circumstances, if you use the mid of anova, it's a miracle that Chofetz Chaim brings this. It's mamish, yetzorah, the yetzorah dry tip of the yotzis, to use an expression, yeah? When it comes to inyanim from gash, oh, balgaiva, geitum, balgaiva, ich ben achusha mensch, and he gets very broigus if people offend him, and he's very mapped on his cover. Like, what is a balgaiva? Half von sich hasach. A blues von sich. Oh, but the same balgaiva, when it comes to inyanim from time, not for me, ich ben ishlam, I am only, ich ben achusha mensch. He's asked to get involved with inyanim from avoid Hashem, then he belittles his abilities, he becomes an onov. It's Ibuk Dadi Yotzus. Remember, every midah has its correct place where it be used. It does the paradigm here. The place I never knew that. I said this once, I find this safer. The errors, rest of the errors, forget. The errors means you used to be a Balgaiva like it and now be an Onov. And Mikan Lam Shah, no, you should now also be a Balgaiva, even after you've done Shuvah. Like the Matsur as well. Yeah, eight errors for Ezo. You need to have these two midahs together to work. These two midahs need to work together, the Gaiva and Anova. And this week said, we see the chashivas of Naaman Zechunt, and everybody's avoid Hashem is choshev, and nobody should feel left out, nobody should feel they haven't got any ability, and nobody should underestimate their koichas. And we see from the Hoysa, nobody should feel what they gave is a, yeah, maybe in this case, Allah, but Sefer Torah also, maybe Sefer Torah also, it could be choshev he gave it. He won't see a nest. Because man say, he won't see a nest, it'll be fit in. But the man said, you're going to get schar for participating, and by the Mishkan, was mamash a miracle, open miracle, that all the donations went in. And in later days, we don't see miracles like this Nechatev. Once it's finished, but the limud remains. We may not see the nest gallery of a person, of things that are not necessary being used, but the limud remains, the chashivas, every person contribute as much as he can.
I think we've spoken about money. It's not fair that the beggars are coming each time to the house. Like you said, was I not? Can I just interrupt you? You spoke about Clet.
No.
Spoke about Clet. Why don't they get a job? Why don't they get a job? Why don't they get a job? They should. I'm following. They should get a job. What they're begging for. So ducky. Skirtle, Lisa. Skirtle, that was lovely. Your Josh was lovely. And he's being a good chatter. Skirtle, you'd love to tell you more. And then you'd love to tell you more. I feel better now.